The Power of Joy. With all the different plot threats, Riley's struggles to fit in at hockey camp, Anxiety's misguided attempts to help, Exiled Joy's quest to return and restore balance, man would keep coming back to the central idea. What's the story? This is about joy. Writing an emotional arc for an emotion inside someone else's head while thinking about it in your head, Holstein says with a chuckle. So, it is like three-dimensional chess, but played on a Chinese checkerboard inside a dishwasher. The first movie was Joy Discovering the Power of Sadness, Holstein adds. And this movie, for me, had to be Joy Discovering the Power of Joy. Personal experience. They didn't have to go far to find subjects for research. During COVID-19 closures, they got to see kids up close every day at home. But Lefauve didn't even have to look that far to get started. I suffered from anxiety as a teenage girl, she says. So I was very much drawing from my own experience and how isolating that can be. Often, the adults learned from the kids. Mann says his daughter's leanings toward perfectionism have caused her some anxiety. A lot of what my daughter has been able to learn, I've been able to learn from and put in the movie. The whole panic attack scene at the end, he says. Riley is having one and starts to come down out of it. She's using her senses in order to ground herself in the present. It's a technique I learned from my daughter. Holstein, who had a speech impediment as a boy, says that multiplicity of perspectives was key to the film's success. Inside Out 2 is the highest-grossing animated film ever, with nearly $1.7 billion worldwide. The kid in me wanted to tell the story of that stuttering kid who got hold of his anxiety. The adult in me wanted to tell the story of not wanting to see the joy leave my 7-year-old son's face after every birthday cake. Vocabulary focus. Gross. Nominally. Puberty. Nurture. Misguided. Chuckle. Leaning. Speech impediment. Multiplicity.